From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. School budgets passed throughout the WGXC listening area. Coxsackie Athens School reported, and I quote, "Turnout was the third lowest since 1989, and the overall percentage of yes votes was the highest since 1970. The Altamont Enterprise reports in Twitter, "Burn Knox Westerlo School Board election results. The budget passes 553 to 270. The bus proposition passes 603 to 215. Matt Tedeschi with 438 votes and Rebecca Miller with 449 votes win seats, beating McKimsey Hempstead 379 votes and Robert Becker 356 votes. Cairo Durham schools report these results. The budget passed 569 to 260. The bus proposition passed 594 to 263. There were four board seat winners: Nicole Maggio with 487 votes, Todd Hilgendorf with 386, Dale Handel with 358, Bernadette Gavin Palomary with 338. Runners-up: Brock Jusola, 312, Gary Warner, 304, Dennis Burke, 253, Claudia Zucker, 253, Rob Conti, 163, Robert Palesta, 107, and Steve Lefevre with 89. Catskill School District reports partial election results. The budget passed 468 to 240. Library budget passed 516 to 195. The school district's website reads, and I quote, "Due to write-in candidates, Board of Election results will be announced May 22nd, end quote. There are four open seats, and only one candidate, Alan A. Cursor III, successfully collected a required number of signatures to make the ballot. In the Chatham Central School District, the budget passed 393 to 99. Proposition number 2 about a student representative on the Board of Education passed 443 to 47. Elected to the Board of Education, Muriel Faxon with 377 votes, a three-year term. Craig Simmons, a three-year term with 362 votes. Also with a three-year term, Megan Charon with 336 votes. Graham Button, a two-year term with 321 votes. And a one-year term for Matt Fish with 304 votes. The school board's website did not list others who received votes. In the Coxsackie Athens School District, the budget was approved 526 to 214. Proposition 2 passed 498 to 228. The school's website failed to report vote totals or complete results. Maureen Hans, Michael Donahue, Nicole Canning were allegedly elected to three-year terms on the school board, though no specific results were listed for all who received votes. In Germantown, the school district results budget passed 160 to 89. Andrea Povin received 193 votes, and Teresa Repko, 220 votes, were reelected, with seven write-in candidates also receiving votes. In the Greenville school district, the budget passed 427 to 120. The bus proposition passed 437 to 109. The property proposition passed 441 to 103. The school's website only reported two winners and no losers, with David Finch receiving 460 votes and S.J. Goodman, 444, taking seats on the school board. The Greenville Library budget passed 473 to 74. The Rensselaerville Library budget passed 422 to 120. In Hudson, the budget passed 442 to 222. Incumbent Willette Jones received 427 votes and was reelected to a three-year term ending in 2022. The other two seats, which are also three-year terms ending in 2022, will be filled in by write-in candidates. According to Hudson's website, the school, and I quote, "will announce these names once we have confirmed the write-in candidates are willing to accept the terms," end quote. There are no results reported at this time from Hunter Tannersville Central School District. In Ichabod Crane Central School District, the budget passed 787 to 477. The bus proposition passed 817 to 445. Elizabeth Phillips was elected to the Board of Education with an unknown amount of votes. Matthew Nelson and Jeffrey Olette were, the school board website says without giving vote totals, reelected to the board. No others receiving votes were listed on the school website. In New Lebanon, the budget was approved 141 to 7. The school's website only reported that John Kalins with 109 votes, Timothy Lambert with 120 votes, and Robert Long with 23 write-in votes were elected to three-year terms. School did not report who else received votes. In Taconic Hills Central School District, the budget passed 519 to 135. Board member election results with 2 5-year terms and 1 2-year unexpired term. Linda L. Lee with 328 votes for a 2-year term, followed by Lynn Brandt with 229. Craig Bender with 384 won a 5-year term, as did Joseph Costa with 355. Also receiving votes were Nadine Gazzola, 317, Richard Harrington, 1, Heidi Benke-Main, 1, George Benke, 1, and Edward Furtek, 1. And finally, Wyndham Ashley Jewett Central School District's budget passed 105 to 22. Melissa Maldonado was elected to a 5-year term on the school board with an unknown number of votes, and no other results were reported on the school website. Organizers of a protest in favor of women's rights to abortion and Planned Parenthood in Hudson said 225 people participated May 21st. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul was one of those that spoke in Hudson, one of many protests in support of abortion rights all over the country on May 21st. Here's a brief audio of the protest and Lieutenant Governor Hochul speaking in front of the Planned Parenthood offices in Hudson.
We have never known what's going to happen. And if people said, that's like Chicken Little, right? The sky's falling, it'll never really happen. They'll never really take away these rights in our country. Well, guess what? The sky fell, okay? And that's what happened when we have a Supreme Court and a president and a Senate that are hostile to the rights of women. So this is a battle. We may think we won the battle here in the state of New York, and that's a beautiful thing. We should. But we have to be a beacon of hope to all these other states. And that's why we stand here. I want them to know they are not alone. The women in those states, those crazy eight states, the crazy eights. Mm-hmm. Pretty good at this, aren't I? They need to know, if you live in Georgia or Kentucky or Alabama or Louisiana and all the other ones, that you are not alone. They need to feel the solidarity and the love from all of us.
Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that representatives from Wheelabrator Technologies still are not talking to the media after last week they privately told Catskill officials that they were not going to bring their ash to an abandoned limestone quarry near the Hudson River in Smith's Landing. The company applied to the State Department of Environmental Conservation in 2016 to dump about 445,000 tons of ash a year for the next 5 decades from trash incineration plants in Hudson Falls, Poughkeepsie, and Peekskill. Judith Ink, a former regional administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, said, and I quote, "If confirmed, this is an incredible grassroots environmental victory that will protect people's health and the Hudson River," end quote. Catskill Village Trustee Joseph Kolowski said company officials told him May 16th, and I quote, "Their parent company has purchased another company with 3 dump sites. They don't need to go forward with it, Peckham, for now," end quote. Wheelabrator Technologies was bought by an affiliate of the Macquarie Group, an Australian multinational investment bank. This past February, Wheelabrator owns 4 ash landfills, 19 trash incinerators, and 3 more under construction. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.